Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Paul Nolte joins us now. Paul, good morning. Let's talk about gas prices first. They're going up because OPEC is cutting production. How will that affect more than just the price of the pump?
Well, you got to remember that gasoline or gas and gas byproducts, oil, are an input to just a myriad of things, from plastics to fertilizer and everything else in between. So it is a key input to a lot of production for manufacturing, like I said, fertilizer for food, et cetera. So it will have a ripple effect as long as the price stays up. So we saw the big pop yesterday, about 4% or so. It's up a little bit here today. Our guess is that somewhere between 70 and 80 is relatively fair value. The curveball in all of this is the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. We're about half capacity right now. That got drained last year, got taken down last year as an effort by the Biden administration to keep oil prices low. But when prices did come down, that was not refilled. So at some point, that will also need to get refilled, and that will put some upward pressure on oil prices whenever that happens to occur.
I heard a lot of financial advisors talking about the personal consumption expenditures, the PCE. I've never heard of this. Why is it important, and what did it tell us?
Well, because you're not that close to the Federal Reserve and all geeked up in this stuff, it's not something that gets out into the public very often. So it is one of the Fed's favorite ways of looking at inflation. So it strips out a lot of the much more volatile parts of the economy. It takes a look at, what are people spending money on and what are those prices doing. So it is one of the favorite indicators of the Federal Reserve as far as inflation measures go. And it came in a little bit better than expected, but it's still running at north of 4.5%. So it is still well above what the Fed target of 2% is. It's heading in the right direction very, very slowly, though. So if you're listening to some of the Fed speakers, we get three today. We had a bunch yesterday. We'll have more later on this week. They are all talking about their job not yet being done. So they are still talking about higher interest rates to get that PCE as well as the Consumer Price Index, CPI, toward that 2% target of theirs.
We can say that the banking crisis is over now, can't we? I hope.
Yeah, I got my T-shirt. Did you? We survived the banking crisis. The way we take a look at it, though, and actually Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan is out this morning and saying, it's not quite over, but the worst of it is probably over. Higher interest rates do have an impact on banks, and that's, what we saw was maybe one or two roaches, and for those unlucky enough to see them, there's more than one. So there may be other issues that we just are not yet cognizant of. It may be coming from real estate, commercial real estate. It may be coming from a couple different areas. But as long as the Fed continues to push interest rates higher, it does keep pressure on banks. So I'm not sure that we're through it. I don't think we're going to see a collapse in banking or that you have to worry about your deposits. But I do think that there's going to be added strain on banks through the summer months.
In the first quarter, the big stocks were the best performers, weren't they?
The big stocks were the big winners, absolutely. The top eight stocks in the S&P 500, so that would be Apple's, NVIDIA, Meta, those actually had all of the performance. The other 492 in the S&P 500 combined were actually down 1%. So it was very much a return to the FANG stocks or the favorites of Wall Street, the big, very large growth. growth tech stocks. I don't know if that continues. We've had a, you know, those are up 20% or more from the bottom. Some of those stocks are up 40% over the last 6 months or so. I don't know if that continues, especially if interest rates continue to go higher. So we still, I think, from the long-term perspective, favor the more value-ish type names that have steady earnings, steady revenue growth. We see good cash flow and dividends. A lot of those stocks don't have that and have been laying off people as well. So there may be some additional stresses that come later in the year, but they've been down a lot last year, so a lot of investors went bargain hunting late in the year.
Paul Nolte, Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy & Silvestre. He is geeked up, and we're all the better for it. Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome. We'll talk soon.
Yes, we will.